Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. John Huber is our guest. John is the chairman of for Main Street Mental Health, and he's also a clinical forensic psychologist and a professor at Texas State University. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about stress in the workplace, and now we have this election cycle that we're going through right now, and that's just adding more and more. I mean, we've had 3 years of Trump derangement syndrome, and now we've got an election where people are within, 300 days of being able to, or 200 and something days of being able to vote one way or the other. And this is going to get, the pressure of all this is going to just continue to compress into a more concentrated state over the next 6 to 8 months. John, what are we going to do?
I think we're going to be driven by media more than ever. I think, when it comes to politics, you can see it, whether it's social media or not. We are being manipulated. An example was there was an audio of Nancy Pelosi, who had the mic on, and she sat there and talked about how stupid and manipulative the American population are. And crazy thing, I put it up on my Facebook page, and within an hour, it had been pulled, saying it was inappropriate and not community standard.
Wow.
And what? It was just an audio. She didn't
Who got to make that decision? And we complain about, or we throw rocks at what's happening in China with the way that they suppress free speech over there.
Exactly. Well, see, this isn't the government doing it. This is corporate America.
I know.
And people say we need to have, they're saying right now, Pelosi and several Democrats, including Bloomberg, are saying we need to have the government control what is allowed for free speech on the Internet. And I think what they need to do is have that control with corporate America. Say you can't pull something down just because you don't like it. It truly has to be, pornography or X-rated or whatever.
Yeah. Well, how do we cope with all this? If we're an employer, for those of us who are employers and we have people in our offices dealing with all this, and you got people who just want to do their job, they don't want all the distractions. And then you got people who can't stay away from it. They can't stop talking about it. How do we deal with it? How do we handle all that?
Well, I think we have to start taking unique angles at things. We used to big thing was let's get our employees fit and let's help them eat right and lose weight and let's give them incentives. Let's lower their health insurance costs if they do certain things, and mm-hmm. they would start, look up stuff with their insurance companies and monitor how often they go to the gym. I think we should use some of the same type ideals, but keep our employees occupied with their hands so that they don't have time to be on social media. It's one of the things I use with my kids, for example. They wanted phones and all this kind of stuff, and it started with computers. And we started off with, okay, we change the password every night, and we would make it a 10 to 13 digit math number mm-hmm. basically. And they would have to do basic math, but the answers in the end to get the password every day.
Yeah.
And that took work on our part.
Well, you can play games with your children like that, but what about another way to do that with employees is just say, okay, folks, I can't stop you from going on social media, but you can't get your job done if you don't stay off of it. So therefore, we're going to have more specific, regular performance expectations. What about that?
Absolutely. And that's exactly where I'm going. It's like I started it with my kids, And I think we can do that with our employees. In fact, my son's a second degree black belt because he wants screen time. Well, I need him to do activities that take both his hands to keep him off the screen. So, you know,
right.
It's my daughter's a wrestler, you know, and both of them are musicians because they get screen time by doing other things that keep them from being able to go on the screen. Well, and they can pay for it. And I think if we transition that to activities, like you just said, into the workplace, people will be fine with it because it's kind of a, you know, we want their body there and we give them an hourly wage for being seated in that chair. You know, it's quid pro quo and they're used to that. So let's use that same psychology to get them and have periods of time when we know they're not going to be on the internet and looking at data because we can't keep it out of the workplace. It's too much part of this.
However, there are, you know, you can monitor what your employees do online in your offices.
Absolutely.
You could publish at the end of a week. You could say, okay, we're going to put up a list of the time that people spend on social media and let everybody decide who's getting their job done. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take, but this is seductive. It's addictive. There's no question about it. Hey, John, I need drpsycho.org. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks for being here. Dr. John Huber, H-U-B-E-R, drpsycho.com, .org is his website, so check it out.
.org,
exactly. I got to go. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back after the break, and we'll do some more of this on a completely different direction. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.